There's a new comedy starting on ABC TV tonight. It's about the drive to build more infrastructure. Funny. Infrastructure, of course, front and centre of Joe Hockey's recent budget with his $40 billion asset recycling program and Tony Abbott's desire to become known as the Infrastructure Prime Minister. Well, a new TV show called Utopia starts on the ABC. It's set inside the offices of the National Building Authority. The NBA sounds real, but it's a fictional government organisation responsible for overseeing major infrastructure projects. And it's the latest creation of the Working Dog Team. It targets the propensity of government to announce big schemes, nation-building ideas, without necessarily having all of those annoying little things like details in place. As they put it, Utopia explores that moment when bureaucracy and grand dreams collide. Earlier, I caught up with Rob Sitch, who not only stars as the NBA CEO Tony Woodford, he's also the director of the program.
Thanks, Fran. Nice to be on. Nice to have you back.
Rob, the National Building Authority, the NBA, sounds really close to something that does exist, close and yet not real.
We actually struggled to come up with a name that wasn't already taken by an authority. It was like doing an anagram. We were Building Infrastructure Australia, that was taken, infrastructure building. And so we didn't start off making it about infrastructure. We actually started off with the idea of an office besieged by modern absurdities. So even down to, someone told us a story once that they had gluten-free muffins in their office, but it turned out that the person that they bought them for had left 2 months ago. And then they had a meeting as to whether they would put the gluten back in. And so there was always an EpiPen, a designated EpiPen person. And we slowly built up these funny things. Like someone told us once, their head of long-term strategy left after 3 months. And we were really originally just going to make it about that. And then we realised that the absurdity didn't run out, no matter how big we made the project. Then, you know, we realised that, you know, as the NBN report came out the other day, it doesn't matter how many zeros is attached to it. There's always these, I mean, people start with these good-sounding intentions, and then they get mugged by reality.
Well, speaking of the NBN report that came out the other day by the former Productivity Commissioner head, Bill Scales, commenting on the NBN and the process that led to it, you actually took the step of issuing a press release under the name of the NBA, picking up on some of the criticisms of the NBN. For instance, one of the largest ever public infrastructure projects approved without a business case or a cost-benefit analysis, no clear operating instructions, no strategic and business relationship with etc., etc. And you said in your press release, what about no mention of our launch materials, our logo was nominated for a design award, or excellent TV commercial? So this is life imitating art, is it not?
Well, it is. In that's something that came up repeatedly, is that people are so weighed down by redesigning their websites, their social media, tweeting, that they actually forget that they haven't built the highway yet. And so, again, a sort of a funny modern absurdity that the branding materials and marketing materials end up driving the project more than the project.
And also, of course, every time there's a change of government, we get changes of departments. And this is your first episode is all about the branding and the logos, not to give anything away.
Yeah.
But every time we change a department, everything has to be redone. The names change. Therefore, everything from the letterhead to the image in the carpet, everything.
I went to speak to one of the heads of the big state authorities just to do some research about this very thing, about, you know, we wondered whether our episode was a bit ridiculous. And he gave me his card at the end and I said, oh, you've moved authorities. And he said, no, we've just rebranded it. And so often these offices spend 3 months of the year rebranding themselves. And we sort of came up with the idea that they end up trying to implement long-term visionary plans based on knee-jerk reactions, which is it's a schism of incentives.
You couldn't have picked a better timing, in a sense, for the NBA, the National Business Authority, if I got that right. Because we're all about infrastructure at the moment. Tony Abbott wants to be the infrastructure prime minister, Joe Hockey, the treasurer, speaking in the press at the moment about his $40 billion infrastructure plan to get Australia moving.
Yeah.
You're not suggesting it's not going to happen, are you?
I would suggest that it should not happen. As in, I live in Victoria and we came up with a genius plan here to build a desalination plant. And it sounded good during the drought. And the day they turned the first sod, it started raining. And it's the only desal plant that was delayed due to flooding. And so it's very hard to predict the future. You know, you sort of like the very fast train. I love very fast trains. But after someone invented Ryanair and then Jetstar,
Yes, but that's short-term thinking, Rob. That's short-term thinking. I mean, it will get dry again in Victoria.
That's right. And we'll have water that's more expensive than at a nightclub. But, you know, like Rupert Murdoch seems to have half a business brain and he backed MySpace and not Facebook. It's just, you just never know which horse you've backed.
You're listening to RM Breakfast. Rob Sitch is our guest. Rob Sitch is one of the brains behind a new series coming up on the ABC, Utopia. He's also very much a part of that series. Working Dog, which is your company, which is the production company for Utopia. Yes. You have got a bit of a fascination with the operation of business and now the operation of bureaucracy and the operation of government. You had Hollow Men, which was all about the business of government. Is this part of a, perhaps we could call it a trilogy, Frontline, which is about the media, then Hollow Men, now Utopia?
Yes, it's sort of, it was sort of like a bit of conscience work. It's funny, the other day I was thinking, what's an example of what sums up why we do these things? And I was thinking it was when George Brandis appeared, and it often happens. He looked so loyally and his vocabulary was superb, and he was almost that slight patronising air that I understand this better than anybody else, and then proceeded to demonstrate that he didn't have a clue what he was talking about. And that will never cease to amuse us, that the grown-ups in the room are actually more like children than children.
I've had a look at the first episode. The cast, I think, do a sensational job in this. Let's play a little bit now, which includes you as the CEO of the company and Kitty Flanagan, who plays the public relations expert, talking about the logos that we've just been discussing.
I can't even bring myself to look at it.
Rhonda, I just hung up on a federal minister.
Good, because we need to get on top of this. We're nation builders, for God's sake. It looks like we're still building the Snowy.
What's wrong with it?
Everything, the font, the colours. Tell me one thing that does well.
It says who we are.
Disagree. It doesn't speak to
me. It's a logo.
I deal with a lot of departments, and this is the sort of thing everyone's getting right, whereas I look at this, and what do I hear? Nothing.
What do you want it to say?
Hey, you! Get excited! Get ready! Because Australia's being built.
Okay, well, I'll take that.
So get out of the way.
Yep.
Because the future's now. Bang!
Okay, you done?
I love that scene, and I think Kitty Flanagan is just fantastic in that role.
She's absolutely superb. We were told that just about every department has someone that comes into their world who they don't quite know what they're in charge of. They're there for social media and tweeting, and they often use the expression, I just want to start the conversation.
Enthusiasm, though. Jane Kennedy, your longtime collaborator in Work and Life, was responsible for casting this. How did she go about that? Was it a set of characters that she was just looking for the right person for that? How hard was that?
We'd like having fresh faces, but we've got friends in comedy, and Luke McGregor is a boy that people might have seen a bit of and will see more of. And we were told 3 or 4 years ago, there's this boy that's come from Tasmania who is absolutely downright hilarious. And so we just make a little note. Sometimes they come with not much acting experience, but if they've got a comic sensibility, we just rehearse a lot and they get used to it very quickly, as opposed to, say, Kitty, who's done decades of it. So we're not afraid to get a comic. Limo's another one who really does breakfast radio and a bit of the project. But if you talk to him, his comic sensibility is so natural that as long as we write for that, he can walk onto a set as if he's been doing it for 20 years.
Yeah, it's all about the timing in this, that's for sure. And from what I've seen, they're getting it just right. And it is it is Working Dog, of course, again. So it's you there, Jane Kennedy, as I mentioned, with the casting. Tom Gleisner co-writing this with you, I think, co-wrote this
with
you?
Yes. We've used the same method over the years. Is we start off thinking we can do it in two drafts and then reality, again, mugs us.
And you shoot it yourself sometimes too, and Santo Siluro was behind the camera, is that right?
That's right. We, in some ways, we sort of always tried to be a bit tech savvy, even from Frontline was, I think, maybe the first TV series in the world shot on a home video camera. And so, but they've got better, clearly, over the years. And so we always sort of keep a Google alert out for the latest camera, and we've done it again with this. The cameras are extraordinary.
Well, you've done it again in more ways than one. Rob, thanks very much for joining us.
Fran, thank you.
That's Rob Sitch. He's the director and the star of Utopia. That's Working Dog's new offering. Starts on the ABC tonight, an 8-part series at 8:30 p.m. I've had a bit of a sneak preview. It's pretty funny. And funny, too, how art imitates life. A new report from Wollongong University out today finds that between $4 and $5 billion is being lost in cost blowouts every year in Australia at the moment in new road and rail projects. It's all about the cost-benefit analysis, or lack thereof.